broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. And yes, indeed, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. And one of the great solutions for the restoration of the freest, greatest country on the face of the earth. We reject a revolution. Go study history. They don't turn out very well, folks. But do indeed please stand with us for the great restoration of the freest country on the face of the earth. And the way we restore is return to God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is indeed the broadcast for the freedom-loving, fantastic Friday's edition. And we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by raw honey delivered directly to your door. Tastes phenomenal, all natural, not even tampered with by government. How do you like them apples? All right, get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more and have honey delivered directly to your door. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211, or 2211. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show is in order, and it starts now. We talked about former Utah Governor John Huntsman accepts Russia ambassadorship from the Donald. Kurt wisely pointed out yesterday, I thought that he was a Chinese speaker. I'm not Russian. Why would he be ambassador for Russia? What about China? Anyway, very strange stuff, but it's the first Utahn to be tapped for the administration. That's of interest. I'm not a great fan of Huntsman, the former governor. He doesn't really stand for the supreme law of the land as I do. So there you have that. But nevertheless, he is tapped by the Trump administration, and I suspect Huntsman will be better than most. Rand Paul calls Obamacare light likely unconstitutional. Boy, is Rand spot on that one. Okay, bottom line is it creates entitlements. It does not repeal. It's a disaster. But the battle's on. Trump, Paul Ryan, many others doubling down to push this through and really fail from their responsibilities to reject and repeal 100% Obamacare. Why don't the Republicans pass the legislation they did about a year ago? The House passed it. The Senate failed. The president wouldn't sign it. Time will tell. But why don't they stick with that? And the answer is when they knew the president wouldn't sign it, they went on record as standing for complete repeal. Now they're waffling on that promise, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them do it. Rand Paul's plan is much better. It still is not as pure as I'd like to see. I'd like to see repeal and replace with nothing else. We can talk about private sector solutions after the complete 100% promised repeal. Women are now refusing to smile. All right, well, they did for International Women's Day. It's a day without women. And they call it a day without a woman. Now, I never want a day without a woman, by the way, from my mother to my wife to my daughters to my sisters to, you know what, women are, what, roughly half the population? And God's blessing to men. Men are God's blessing to women. Together they shall become one, and with one flesh, male and female created them, return to their God with honor. That's what I want to see. Nevertheless, women are now refusing to smile as part of the Woman's Day or Without a Woman Day. Amber Randall had the piece. So they're refusing to smile. And my response is there any better way to get men to just think women have a problem and to create a greater divide than just to run around and not smile? I mean, I would take that as a personal challenge to see how many women I could get to smile personally. It's just because I'm an alpha male and I kind of go that way. If women are going to run around with a chip on their shoulder, I'm going to say, come on now. Let's see if we can't get you to, you know, crack a smile. And most of the time, I can get that done. Anyway, I think that what women ought to do is they ought to smile and be kind and appropriate and completely feminine, just like the good Lord intended. And I think that ought to get men to desire women in the appropriate ways, to treat them kindly and with dignity and respect and with equality. I don't believe men are and women are equal for a second. I do believe they should have equality before God and man, though. So there's a difference between equality and equal. See, equality speaks of God-given unalienable rights, of dignity and respect. Okay, that's equality. Equal means that, you know what, if we're going to take out the trash, I mean, she might as well do it 50% of the time, and I do it 50% of the time. And you know what, we can't really budge on that because it's equal. See, I disagree. I believe in equality where, you know what, we should all have a desire to serve one another. And I should desire to serve my wife and say, you know what, I'm going to take out the trash. She should desire to serve me, and she should do what she can for me. And you know what, there should be a blend. Marriage isn't a 50-50 proposition, folks. You need to be all in 100%. And you know what? Reality falls somewhere in the middle there. In other words, you know what? My wife may do more things than I do, but I do the critical hard things, or I do the things that relate to my talents and capabilities, and she does the things that relate to her talents and capabilities, and I'm the protector, and she's the nurturer, and I'm the... You know, it's kind of like the way the proper role of limited government is set up. The federal government deals with foreign affairs and the states deal with domestic affairs. And the woman is to deal with domestic issues and the man is to deal with outside issues. And you know what? There's blurrings of those lines, though. The feminists will hate me for saying all this, but I'm telling you, there's blurring of those lines based on capabilities and comfortability and comfort zones and talents and all those kinds of things. So it's not a 100% rule. There's give and take, and there's all those things. But make it very clear, the God-ordained traditional family is the fundamental unit of society and must be given credence, or we are done as a society. Write that down. Remember who told you first. That all relates to morality, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't have morality in America, I'm telling you, the goose is cooked. And if we have good, honest, moral male and females who understand their role, their God-given role, and understand that male and female created them, and they turn to their God and do their very best to keep his guidelines, his commandments, we shall be blessed as a nation and protected as a nation. Remember, the purpose of father is great protector. Yeah, and provider. And trust you me, if that's what God expects out of his fathers on earth, oh, man, we think we can do a good job at that if we try. And some of us do a pretty decent job. But you know what? God can do a perfect job as our Father in heaven. And boy, will he protect us. And boy, will he prosper us if we do what he asks. It's really that simple. After all, he is the author of our liberty. Anyway, so there we digress into my philosophy. But understand that it comes from the founding fathers and biblical reality and more. It's a Christian world view, folks. And it is indeed the American view. All right, so women, you ought to not refuse to smile. You ought to smile and do your very best to fulfill the role God has given you. And I hope that males and females do the same, and great happiness is the result of those things. After all, it is God's plan of happiness for his children, right? All right, just saying. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is his website, his book, Racism, Schmacism, his talk show, The Political Cesspool, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday evening on your radio and available on demand at your fingertips, ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Anyway, we talked about his ability, I should say, an opportunity to speak at Northwestern University. He spoke to the journalism department. By the way, Northwestern has one of the best journalism departments in the country. At least one of the most recognized. And long story short, he spoke to them. They treated him nice. They asked a lot of questions. It was a great experience, James says. I've contacted the lady that booked James for that interview and asked her to come on our program. Time will tell if she'll do it. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. But I did mention that I wanted to get her on the radio yesterday with James, and I followed up on that. And She's expressing interest but is not quite committed yet. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2 yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Ted Nugent. That's right, Uncle Ted. We talked about his incredible concert that took place in Michigan that really helped Donald get elected. We talked about more and more people are turning to crowdfunding to pay expenses. That's a good thing. We talked about Ted's books, White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto. We talked about God, Guns, and Rock and Roll. We talked about his book, Kill It and Grill It, that he wrote with his wife. We talked about Blood Trails, the truth about bow hunting. And we had a great time with Uncle Ted. Check it out at LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, my fellow Americans, this segment is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 under thepowermall.com. I'm telling you, books, videos, incredible health and healing products, and more all at thepowermall.com. Check it out today. All right, Kurt Pat Buchanan writes another stellar article. The headline, The Beltway Conspiracy to Break Trump, written by Pat Buchanan. And he basically talks about how this big old conspiracy has been hatched by the Democrats. And their goal is to really undermine, subvert the president of the United States. Whether you're a Donald fan or not, is not important to understand, though, that These Democrats have said that the narrative is that Russia hacked in and got a bunch of information and then used that information to influence or manipulate the elections. And Trump surrogates and Trump involved leaders were all too willing to take that information and carry it out. And now Donald is an illegitimate president as a result of his election, quote, tampering. That's the narrative for the mainstream press. Now, what's fascinating to me is that the Democrats run around and say there was no voting fraud, but yet there was election tampering. Now, I don't really understand how you pretend there's one but not the other. If you tamper with an election and you manipulate things to where people vote for the wrong candidate based on a false premise, isn't that election fraud? Isn't that voting fraud? Well, I guess you can debate tampering with what's voting fraud versus election tampering. You can split hairs there. But the real point is, you know what? The Democrats are doing their very best to undermine Trump. There is no real evidence that the Russians did what they claim was done. There's no evidence. I know that the mainstream press claims that the insiders at the FBI or the CIA or the Justice Department or some of these organizations claim that the Russians were involved, that it looks like there, but there's no hard evidence, folks. There's a lot of claims. There's a lot of hum-ha in the mainstream press, but the thugs at the mainstream press lie. There is no hard evidence. If so, my question to you is, where is it? And not only is there not evidence that the Russians did it, but there's not a tying of that evidence to Donald. Now they say, oh, it was Sam. Come on, what are you talking about? You know what? We've had some people already have to resign because they were colluding with the Russians. And not true. Yes, they talked to the Russians. But you know what? The reality is that Republicans and Democrats routinely talk to the Russians. Do the Russians have intel on us? Of course they do. We have intel on them too. And are you going to come clean on how much we spy around the world and how much we? But the question becomes, was the election tampered with and was Trump involved? The answer is there's no clear evidence to that at all. If so, Donald Trump would already be impeached. Okay? They're lying. They're manipulating this. And Pat Buchanan nails this narrative. Kurt, have you seen this article?
It seemed like I saw it in
the Beltway conspiracy.
At least, yeah.
Do you think there's a conspiracy to take down the Donald, Kurt?
I do. Right. And of course, it all, you know, the word conspiracy gets everybody all riled up and worried. But, you know, I think it's interesting. You'll see, Congress guys, you know, from different parties or whatever meeting. You know, pretty much in secret and planning their, you know.
Yeah, they even met in secret about repealing Obamacare, Kurt.
Well, yeah. And of course, we don't call that a conspiracy.
Why not?
But they're conspiring. Well, I mean, I'm just saying that that's, there's conspiring. They're conspiring or working together. Many times people do that. And, you know, but I guess it's typically a negative thing when people are doing that.
Well, of course it is. But I want to ask the people that don't believe in conspiracies, I want to ask them one question. Do you think that Satan has a conspiracy against God?
Yep.
All right, next question I would ask you is this. Do you think that there is a conspiracy to destroy the traditional family?
Yep.
You know, I would ask those questions to the folks that want to reject conspiracy. There's a difference between conspiracy theories and conspiracy fact, right? All right. Anyway, by the way, speaking of conspiracies, Kurt, there's a guy by the name of Dan, and I think you say his name Bongino. Or Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, Dan Bongino. And this guy was a former Secret Service agent. And he says that the mainstream press is missing one huge wiretap point. In other words, he's coming to the defense of Donald Trump when Donald says today they hacked me, they wiretapped me. Barack and crew, while I was running for office, used the government apparatus of spying against me. And everybody laughed and mocked and went, Donald, you're delusional, come on, and all this stuff, right? Well, now Dan Bongino goes and defends the Donald, says they're missing one serious wiretap point. They say, look, either Barack ordered it or he didn't, and either they did it or they didn't, and there was all kinds of requests to do so, and a couple of them were denied, but finally they were approved, and there's all kinds of narratives that go down this road. And he says, you know what, guys? All those things may or may not be true, but you're missing one key element that you got to focus on. By the way, he's spot on this, Kurt, but here's what he says. Here's the question. Did the Secret Service discover surveillance device in Trump Tower? Let me ask it again. Did the Secret Service discover surveillance device and or devices in the Trump Tower? Now, how he gets to that point is he says this, Kurt. The Secret Service routinely does EMC sweeps. That's electronic countermeasures. And they go in frequently and look for surveillance devices. And these surveillance devices might be listening devices. They might be video cameras. Who knows? They might be radio frequencies, all kinds of things to make sure that the president and or the president-elect is not being wiretapped by maybe the Russians or maybe who knows who. So the question that this guy would ask is, hey, you say, does Donald have the proof? How would Donald know? Barack's denying it. There's no evidence. But it's possible the Secret Service found a bug. And then the president, when he was elect, didn't have the authority. But now that he's president, sworn in, the inauguration's already occurred, now he can say to the Justice Department or somebody else on the inside, you know what, guys? You spied on me and I have the proof. Was it ordered? Did it happen? And there might be pay dirt. There also might be the reality that Donald's not going to tell that to the public, says Dan Bon. How do you say it? Dan Bongino. But yeah, the question is,
Bon
did this?
Jovi.
No, not Bon Jovi. Although, you know, I'd like to see Bon Jovi in concert, by the way. That'd be phenomenal. I'm just saying. Go out and get some steak. Go see Bon Jovi. It'd just be tremendous. Hot wings and Bon Jovi. I think they ought to have Bon Jovi and Ted Nugent perform together, though, if you really want to know my opinion.
Oh,
just
yeah.
saying. Then we can get politics and get it going on the right way. Anyway, it's interesting. Bon Jovi and Ted Nugent and many others, though, do a lot for the homeless. You don't hear a lot about that, but they deserve credit, both of them. Anyway, I digress. But the question, Kurt, is, and this is something that most people haven't thought of, including me, to be fair, did Secret Service discover surveillance device in Trump Tower? Dan Bongino asks the question. WorldNet Daily has the report. Where's the mainstream press when you need them? So you can say they're missing this point, Kurt, or you're saying they've intentionally decided not to report this report. If so, would that be a conspiracy, Kurt? Just kind of wondering.
Yep.
All right. Anyway,
good point.
Found that interesting. Any other comments on that piece?
Can't think of any right now.
All right. When we come back from the next break, it's just in seconds. We're going to talk about we came, we saw, and we repealed. Oh, yeah. This is a rare moment in history, folks, when we actually shut down tyrannical, hostile government. But it's based on this idea that Donald Trump has, and I'm not really a Donald fan in many ways. I didn't vote for him, but I give him credit where credit's due. He said he wanted to work on deregulation. Oh, you can already see the, well, what do they say in the Reagan era? Trickle down? Is that what they call it, Kurt? Whether it's economic trickle down or reduce abusive regulation trickle down. I don't know, but we'll give you details in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Colorado Springs resident Brad Pittman was never convicted of, charged with, or arrested for a criminal offense, yet he suffered one of the worst imaginable punishments a parent can experience when an El Paso County family court judge terminated his parental rights on the recommendation of the Department of Human Services. This happened after a stranger broke into a home occupied by his ex-wife and sexually assaulted Pittman's 4-year-old daughter. Police who investigated the assault over 20 years ago obtained a statement from the victim that the assailant was a stranger. Asked in a videotaped interview if her dad had attacked her, the child replied that she had never seen the person before, but he was dark like her dad. Fingerprints and a palm print found on the windowsill used to gain access to the victim's bedroom did not match the father. However, after being manipulated for several months by social workers, The child gave another videotaped interview in which she said that her dad had hurt her. Without obtaining an indictment or a conviction, social workers issued an order demanding that he take responsibility for the sexual physical abuse of his daughter, and that he participate in a psychological and or sex offender evaluation. When Pittman asserted his innocence, the Department of Human Services filed a motion to terminate parental rights, which was granted. Last October, the fingerprint obtained from the kitchen window screen was used to convict a man named Joel Market of several sex crimes committed in the same jurisdiction decades ago. Like Pittman, Market is a black man. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, you are, my fellow Americans, and it's hard-hitting talk radio at its best as well. By the way, have you checked out the Give Me Liberty Fund yet? GiveMeLibertyFund.com if you want a win-win-win situation for patriots. Think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, Kurt. We came, we saw, we repealed. Man, that's phenomenal news. We don't see this hardly ever. But you know what? As we push towards the proper role of government, I expect to see more of it as more Americans get involved and make a difference to restore the republic of the traditions of our founders, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a good point, Sam. And our buddy Connor Boyack at the Libertas Institute.
Yeah,
last night I saw him just as I was walking just there by the Capitol. You know, he was walking out, I was walking in. And
did you, say, hi, my fellow conspiracy theorist or anything like that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
This was interesting to me. You know, this here in Utah, ladies and gentlemen, we have what's called a safety, these are called mandatory safety inspections. So on your vehicle, if you don't get it done, hey, you're going to jail, you know, or whatever, because, you know, you're a criminal. And in the past, apparently, and they had sold this idea because of, the idea that, hey, if you know, we have these safety inspections, then you're, quote, safer, right, Sam? But guess what? They found out through, research and checking on things that people really weren't safer, you know, with this mandatory inspection bill. And all it was just more government and more, hassle. But anyway, this is the release from the Libertas Institute. The legislature finally gave passage to House Bill 265, which repeals the Vehicle Safety Inspection Program. Utah now joins 34 other states that don't have the regulatory burden. Imagine that. That's a pretty good chunk. Comprehensive studies show that there is no link between mandatory inspections and a reduction in vehicle failures or fatalities. So in absence of that justification, the program should not exist.
Huh. Wow.
And they say, and now it won't once the governor signs it, which we're told he will. It's rare that a program is repealed. paraphrasing Ronald Reagan, the closest thing to eternal life on earth is a government program. Yeah, amen to that. He says, big kudos to Representative Dan McKay for helping get it done this year. The new law, when signed, will go into effect January 1, 2018. Anyway, there you go. Good work, Connor. And it's nice to hear, Sam.
Yeah, and they say that the governor's going to sign it, and I pray he gets it done yesterday.
Yeah.
We're still not out of the woods until he signs it, is the point.
Now, I'll give you a little bit of insight into this. That, you know, last night when I was at the Capitol interviewing, you know, a few folks.
Why were you at the Capitol last night, Kurt?
Well, it's the last night for the big shindig, and I just, you know, figured I'd try to be there to get some insight.
When you say the shindig, though, let people understand, it's the last day of the legislative session for 2017. Yeah.
That's right. It finishes up, but basically finished up at midnight.
Because when you say shindig, people don't really know. They're just thinking you're partying, Kurt. What we're really talking about is the end of an era of terror. Because whenever they're in legislation or legislative sessions, Kurt, I think it's kind of an era of terror on the nation. Yeah. You never know what they're going to take up and do to destroy your liberty, your freedom, your family, your relationship with God, your whatever the case may be, right? When it's just season for disaster when those folks are in session.
And this will give credence to that view, Sam. When this bill that we're just currently talking about, the one eliminates the safety inspections, according to Gail Ruzicka, who she's only been up at the state capitol for like 30 years, by the way. She said the only problem with the bill is they stuck this thing in it right at the last that makes seatbelt usage a primary offense. So in other words, you know, instead of a, you know, something else they got to pull you over for, now seatbelts will be, you know, a number one.
Kurt, I reject the bill then.
Well, and that's what Gail said to me. She said, you know, then I've got to, you know, imagine me going and talking to the governor and saying, hey, this is in there, and so you got to veto this thing. And then we get left with the inspection thing, you know. But it's how it happens so many times. And speaking of conspiracies, huh, Sam? But anyway.
So are you supportive of the bill now?
Well, I guess the way to answer that is yes and no.
Kurt, you can't answer like that. You want to know why you can't answer like that?
I know.
Because you can't vote that way.
Yep.
You can't vote yes and no.
That's right. But anyways, I just think it's interesting that, hey, you get one thing and then you get nailed by another one. So I hope that means that the next thing they'll do is say, oh, we got to get that gone, that regulatory or that more hassling of the Utahns and people, you know, but we'll see.
So, now, Kurt, so would you vote for it or against it?
Well, it's already, I don't have a chance to vote for it, Sam. It's already voted.
No, I understand. That isn't the point.
Only
the
one
question
that can
is,
stop
would
it
you
is a governor.
Vote
I
for
would,
it or against it?
Because I'd say, look, you know, I can't do this because it's got this.
I agree with you, Kurt. What I would do is I would grandstand at the state legislature as a legislator, or either a House member or a senator.
Yeah.
And I would literally point out this to the mainstream press, and I'd garner a whole press conference, and I'd say, listen, the problem with this bill isn't that we don't want to get rid of these safety inspections. We do. They're wrong. They're evil. No one's committed a crime. It doesn't show an increased fatality rate or an increased problem with vehicles in any way. Therefore, we ought to jettison this bogus regulation, as Donald Trump has called for and others. However, again, you know what? Wearing seatbelts is a great idea, and we ought to advocate for that. We ought to use all the public service announcements and capabilities we can to educate Americans on the value of seatbelts and the safety benefits of wearing seatbelts and everything else. But I'm not going to vote to, one, deregulate on one hand, and two, increase regulation on another hand. Donald said to get rid of two regulations for every regulation we pass. In this case, we got rid of one. Where's the second one? Number one. Number two, I don't support seatbelt laws. I understand the desire to have people buckle up and be safe. I get it. I don't believe in forced control of the population to accomplish legitimate goals. In other words, the end does not justify the means. So I would vote against it on that premise, Kurt, and I would do my very best to create a press conference at a ruckus in the media and to, one, point out the reality of the situation, and then, two, I would really advocate for, like our buddy Jim Babka at Downsize DC says, you know what, we need a single-issue bill. Let's vote up or down on getting rid of these safety inspections. Now, if you want an up-and-down vote on whether we should have forced mandatory seatbelt laws based on a, quote, primary offense scenario or whatever you want to say, let's vote up and down on that. But let's not promote one issue. Hey, we want to repeal this thing. This is awesome. We're following the Donald mandate to get rid of regulations, abusive regulations. Let's do this. And then a backroom deal puts increased seatbelt abuses on top of it. So that's the problem with politicians everywhere, Kurt. And the sooner we get to single-issue legislation, vote up or down on a given issue, to where it's clear to the public what's happening, the sooner we start vetting these things, the sooner we get single-page bills and Read the Bills Act and many of these other things in place, the sooner we can have real reform. Until then, it's just a mixed bag. So that's what I would do personally, Kurt.
Yeah.
Did you get wined and dined last night up there, Kurt? You know.
No, but at least to me, that was that part of the bill wasn't aware of it. Now, in the Deseret News, I do see a piece about it. It says bill eliminating mandatory vehicle safety inspections passed the Senate, but not before provisions were added to increase registration fees by $1 and make not wearing a seatbelt a permanent primary offense. I was thinking I hadn't seen any reporting on it, so at least I did see something from the Deseret News on it, you know.
Uh-huh. Anyway. All right, well, we'll have to get our buddy Lowell Nelson on, who tracks these things in intimate detail, and get a handle on his opinion of, you know, was it for the most part a net gain or a net loss or just a mixed bag like I'm proposing. My experience says 9 out of 10 times it's just a mixed bag. All right, let's talk about Wi-Fi, wireless phones, unlimited plans, and more. Kurt has questions. I've got answers. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use Always. We're talking about Wi-Fi, Kurt.
Yeah, Sam, and you know, the main thing they're bringing up here is the headline reads, A World Without Wi-Fi Looks Possible as Unlimited Plans Catch On. Now, I just thought, at least I think the kind of headline's bogus, in my opinion, because what is Wi-Fi? It's basically you being able to access the internet, right? And isn't unlimited data plans, or aren't they basically just massive Wi-Fi? In other words, your phone or whatever device you've got is able to access the internet anywhere, right?
Well, it all depends on how you define terms, Kurt. Right?
Yep, that's
okay. Let me give you an example, Kurt. You've got a phone, right?
Yep.
And I don't know why they call that thing a phone. What is a phone?
That's exactly
okay, and
right.
I bring that up because in the old
flashlight in it, by the way.
Good, exactly the point. It's got a whole lot more than a flashlight too.
Yeah,
and so
right.
A phone used to be this Alexander Graham Bell thing where you almost put, you know, two tin cans and a string and you talk over it, and it used to be this hard line that you'd talk on, and it used to have an operator was in the middle, and they had to unplug and plug in these cords to connect people, and you'd pick up the phone and you'd say, "Can you hear me?" Huh? And then they'd say, "Yep, I want to talk to Larry." And then, you know, the lady at the operator panel would say, "Oh, we know Larry. Larry's, you know," and she'd plug in the coordinates and say, "Okay, you're there." And then it kind of emerged to kind of a group. I don't know what you call it, but almost like the first social networking, where it was like a party line and you could plug everybody together and everybody could hear everybody else's gossip, and it was all local kind of in nature. And okay, that's how phones started out. Then all of a sudden it was incredible. Instead of these rotary phones where you had to dial them, they got push button in the 70s or 60s, and everybody thought that was incredible and wow. And okay, now a phone, people rarely even talk on them in a phone scenario. You either do video phone stuff, which people said would never come to fruition. Don't answer the phone naked, by the way. And all I'm telling you is you start doing that, and now you got a video phone. And then you start to say, okay, well, that's FaceTime, Sam. That's, well, and you can do FaceTime over Wi-Fi. You can do FaceTime over your cell phone network. And so my point is, you hardly even use your phone for traditional phone purposes. The next question is, what's a radio? If you're listening to me on the internet, is it the radio? What if you're listening to it on Wi-Fi or your cell network? It's not radio. It's not going over airwaves like radio, but it is audio, and it is similar to radio. Go to libertynewsradio.com and it starts playing. What's up with that? Is that radio? So the problem is, Kurt, what we have is we have the terms and scenarios change. And oftentimes what we stick with is the term that relates to something in the beginning. Radio, your phone. We're still calling these smart devices phones, even though rarely are they even used for phone calls now. I mean, they're way more used for texts and emails and FaceTimes and, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, I bring that all up to say, what is Wi-Fi? And the answer is, in the traditional Wi-Fi used to be, okay, it'll let you connect to your home network or to a network locally, wirelessly. so I could print on my printer via my local Wi-Fi network. I didn't have to have wires between my computer, my laptop computer, and my printer. I could just print. That was Wi-Fi. But then they started to say, you know, you got Wi-Fi at like Starbucks and Wi-Fi at whatever places, right? McDonald's. Because they're locally letting you connect wirelessly to their access point. And then usually the internet's behind that connection. And I bring that up because what's happening is your cell providers are now giving you unlimited data, which is a different discussion, over their networks. The problem is a lot of times their networks use Wi-Fi too, Kurt, or use the internet, or use some type of connectivity. The point that I'm getting at is whether we use the term radio, whether we use the term phone, whether we use the term Wi-Fi, the terms are getting blurred with technology. Because you can install right now, I don't know if you know this, but you can install a booster device that connects to your internet that allows you to have a greater cell phone signal in your house right now. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, you got to have internet for it because it uses Wi-Fi. So what would that be called? I got a booster on my cell network that lets Wi-Fi boost my signal for me. The terms are blurring. The bottom line is I don't think Wi-Fi is going away in the sense that you're going to locally connect to devices in your house. Not even maybe. However, the terms are going to morph, as does radio, as does phones, as does everything else in technology, to where eventually it will become seamless to where the term Wi-Fi may go away. Or the term LTE, or long-term evolution, or whatever you want to say. A lot of these new words will replace things. And eventually it'll get to where, you know what? There'll be a seamless handoff between your house, between your work, between your traveling in your car. And there'll be booster signals, and there'll be a blurring of what words and terms and things mean. But no doubt this idea that you'll be able to have internet everywhere, they call it the Internet of Things, by the way, if you really want to use the term that kind of encompasses every bit of this, it's called the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things and the Wi-Fi and the cell phone and the unlimited data, and none of that's going away anytime soon. It's just going to get faster, better, and more ubiquitous every second of the day. It is. Write it down. Remember who told you first. Okay? And all these terms are inconsequential, Kurt. So I don't know why this story. A world without Wi-Fi looks possible as unlimited plans catch on. Okay, I don't accept that at all because it all depends on how you define the term. Is radio going away? Well, it depends. If you talk about an AM radio tower over time, probably so. If you talk about all things audio, I don't think so. And what if I listen to a podcast and I download a radio program from the internet? I'm sorry, I download an audio program from the internet. Can't use radio. See how these things bake themselves into every word usage? Radio doesn't mean a wireless communication device capable of transmitting and receiving over the airwaves like it used to. Radio means audio. The terms are virtually synonymous. So if somebody records a radio program, it airs over the radio, literally, on AM and FM signals, and then later is available for download via podcasting, it's hardly radio in the traditional sense, but it's every bit radio in the consumer understanding sense. Just like a phone is every bit, clearly a device that can do much more than just talk via tin can wires. Just as Wi-Fi will eventually become ubiquitous and the term will change, and you don't care how you get connected, Kurt, whether it's your cell phone company, your local router, a merger of the two, you'll get boosted capabilities and signals everywhere to do things wirelessly, and it'll become more ubiquitous, faster, smarter, simpler every time you turn around. And so a world with greater connectivity is the real story here. A world with more ubiquitous connections that are faster, easier, smarter, simpler, taking away the penalties of over data usage, etc., is coming your way. And it's delightful to see. I manage about 50 phone lines, Kurt, that are wireless, and I just converted every one of them to the unlimited wireless Verizon plan. And if I get a booster in my house that uses my Wi-Fi or internet signal to boost that and give me greater connectivity, I blurred every line everybody's talking about. So I understand, I don't mean to be too technical about this, and the technical guys are going to laugh and say, Sam, you made it too simplistic. It's more complicated than that. I know, don't call me, don't waste my time. I get it. I also want to put it on the kitchen table for everybody else to understand. The bottom line is you're going to have wireless everywhere. It's going to be cheap, free, and fast. And boy, is it going to be delightful. Because the more that happens, the more people can listen to Liberty Roundtable live anywhere, anytime, all the time. Not to mention libertynewsradio.com. All right, what do you say to that?
Those are, well, you know, I agree with you, Sam, and those are tremendous changes, as you would call them, disruptive technologies that we are seeing in our lifetime.
I want more of them.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right. Do we want to talk about, Kurt, Fox News and Dark Forces to finish up this hour?
Well, all right. You know,
or do we need more time on that one?
WorldNet. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, we kind of covered the earlier conspiracy thing, so it kind of goes with it.
It just adds fuel to the fire is what it really does. You had a conversation between Sean Hannity and what's her name?
Fox News guest Monica Crowley.
Yeah, but she used to be like a contributor. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, bottom line, though, they had a big old conversation and everybody's melting down about it, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, she says, what I hope that the president is and his senior aides understand is that these forces are not just looking to delegitimize him. They want to personally destroy him. Destroy his presidency, and they would like to see the man in prison. She says, I hope the president understands I'm not overstating this. They are out for blood, she said. She went on to say, Trump is an alien organism injected into the body politic by the American people to reform it. He must not be allowed to succeed, is what the opponents insist.
Do you believe her?
Anyway, you know, some pretty... Yeah, I think what, you know, she says is what some people want to do.
I think you're right that some people want to do that. However, the idea that somehow Donald's a truth seeker and you know, on target, and the bad guys just want to take him down, but he's a good guy. And I don't know that I buy that. I think the conspiracy runs deeper, and I think he's there because they want him there. Now, he may do some good in spite of it all. He may not be part of that. But trust you me, if the thugs didn't want him there, he wouldn't be there. He'd either be dead or he would not have won. Because I take the conspiracy that far. Just my two cents. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio with a good sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack. CSPOA.org in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, and we declare this nation shall endure.